Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. As we launch into the third hour of the program, you're welcome to comment on anything you want. Legalization of cannabis, we've had that on the table. Cop Block, we talked about that earlier with Nathan Cox from VirginiaCopBlock.org, and the death of Hostess. Many are in mourning tonight across the country.
And many people are making a lot of money.
Well, they're making some money, that's for sure. And some people are losing a bunch of money in order to, they're trading quite a bit of their money in order to hang on to some of these snack cakes, like the Hostess Twinkies, which, of course, probably their most popular brand, Wonder Bread. I wonder if Wonder Bread's being sold as well. We're looking at the prices
bread
of Twinkies.
Bread doesn't really store
doesn't
that
stay.
Well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whereas Twinkies are supposedly one of two things that will survive a
nuclear holocaust.
The other thing is a cockroach, and from what I hear, cockroaches don't taste as good.
Good point. They, by the way, are shutting down 33 bakeries, 565 distribution centers, 5,500 delivery routes, and 570 bakery outlet stores, including a lot of people. A lot of people are losing their jobs. Something like, there's two different numbers. You had said
there were 18,900 Teamsters plus 5,000 bakers.
This is saying, I think you might have gotten bad information, because in a different news article it said 18,500 total, and here in their actual release from HostessBrands.com, the entire workforce is 18,500.
Okay, so probably
so about 5,000 of those.
Somebody did
bakers.
Some bad math.
Anyway, it's according to the HostessBrands.com. Right. But here's an interesting piece from, and I know we're going to talk about secession here, but I pulled this up during the news break, and because we were talking about folks selling these things off on eBay.
Yes.
And I found over at Mandrick's profile on Facebook, who's, of course, famous for his baklava that
he sells online
at Mandrick.com.
And his bacon weave.
He doesn't sell that online, though. You can only get the baklava online.
Right.
Super Value Incorporated, the third largest U.S. grocery store chain, said it's seeing a jump in sales of Hostess Brands Incorporated items as the bankrupt maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread liquidates and fires workers. They're saying we're definitely seeing an increase in customers purchasing Hostess products and expect this will continue as news about the company spreads, according to the spokesperson for Super Value, which Hostess delivers its food directly to the store, so there's no inventory in Super Value warehouses, he said. Will only have the products while supplies last, says all the company's banners, which include Jewel Osco, Albertsons, and Shoppers, carry Hostess items. I think that's also Shaw's as well. Super Value, according to them, blah, blah, blah. Twinkies are also listed for sale on eBay, where a 10-pack is currently selling for $24.99. However, four other 10-packs are listed for $99.99. Now, that's the listing price.
Right.
But I did see one that is currently in bid at this moment. There are 23 bids, and it's currently bid up to $15. So they have allegedly been selling for as high as $30.
And I pulled up an article from a talk radio station in, I think you said, Tulsa?
KRMG, Tulsa.
KRMG, where they basically, they're running a poll, but it's not actually in poll form, where they have an article, and it says that they pulled up a listing on eBay where one auctioneer was listing a 12-count box of Zingers for $59.99.
Mm.
And then they ask the question, if the treats get really scarce, would you be willing to pay $5 for a single Twinkie?
And are they getting answers?
Right now there's one comment that says, no thank you, I'm going to wait until Hostess / Wonder Bread starts up another bigger, better company, and then buy big boxes of their new products, kicking butt and taking names, Hostess. Go on out.
Okay, I'm sorry
wait
I asked.
Wait a while for the dust to settle, then come back and bring us those fabulous treats one more time. Go Hostess.
I'm sorry I asked about the comments.
That was the one comment.
As is typical, internet commenters, not
at
really.
At 1:27 p.m.
They have no clue what they're talking about. Hostess is not coming back, period.
No.
At least the Hostess you know of today, there may be some company that purchases that brand name, and you may see the name Hostess come back. Kind of like
you
Atari.
You will see the name Twinkie.
Yeah.
just because that is something that is copyrighted and...
Well, so is Hostess, right? It's a trademark.
Right, but Hostess is the name of the company.
Right.
So it'd be sort of like somebody building a car and then saying, you know what, I'm going to call this thing the Tucker Tornado.
It's possible, though. Like, somebody could buy the Hostess brand, the
theoretically,
brand
they
of
could.
The company.
Theoretically, yes.
They could purchase, because they're probably going to auction it all off to whoever bids for individually each piece to maximize the amount of money that they're going to get. But in theory, somebody with a bunch of money who really has a good business plan to try to bring this stuff back could come in with enough money to buy it all up and, you know, restart operations.
Right.
That could be a possibility. So Hostess could return, but it won't be the same Hostess that it was.
I don't see... You know, from...
It's very unlikely.
From a legal standpoint, just let's suppose that you have Ian Freeman Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what? You're in some trouble. I want to buy the naming rights to Ian Freeman Incorporated. And then I write the check to Ian Freeman Incorporated, give it to you, and then I sign the papers that I now own Ian Freeman Incorporated. One would think you would then have to immediately hand the check back over to me because you are no longer Ian Freeman Incorporated. So I don't see how you can sell the name of the business
you can sell
while dissolving the business.
Here's how, and I'm no business expert, but as I understand it, they're basically in a bankruptcy situation, and they have kind of I don't know if you call it a receivership or whatever. There's some sort of corporation that is designed to hold all of their assets in kind of out there somewhere. So it would be that company that would assist in the sales process.
Right.
So the check wouldn't be cut to Hostess. It would be cut to, you know, whatever. You know, like Bain Capital would be one of these companies,
well,
right?
I know that there are a lot of, you know, legal maneuvers that people use to sell off intellectual property. And I'm not really a fan of IP. So I just think that it's really odd about, you know, I have the right. I'm the only person that can use this word unless I give people permission. And then I'm going to sell this to you, but it's the name of my business. So, you know, I just see, you know, a lot of legal problems with trying to sell the name of a business while the business is dissolving.
The business is in bankruptcy, and so it wouldn't be a problem. I mean, everything is on. Everything's going to be on the auction block. Whether or not somebody's going to buy that is another question.
Right. I don't see anybody wanting to buy the name Hostess.
Well, I mean, it's still got something going.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's still something there.
But people are more familiar with Twinkie and Zinger and Ding Dong and Wonder Bread.
That's true. I mean, but then again, I've certainly heard more of... I know the brand Hostess more than I know half of their brands. Like,
right.
I don't know about Drakes. I've never seen a Drake before.
There's a Drake, that's a type of duck, right?
It's apparently also one of the Hostess brands. So there's a bunch of... they got 50 brands.
Right.
Most of them I've never heard of. But Hostess, I've definitely heard of. Same thing with Willy Wonka. I mean, there's a lot of great brands that they have, but
right.
I don't know them all, but I know about Willy Wonka.
Right.
So,
and having
the same reason why...
Extra name, so having Hostess Twinkie is better than, like, Dollar Store Twinkie.
Or Hershey's Twinkies, or whoever it is that ends up picking up that brand. So let's continue, though. Helen's on the line listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi there. I feel so bad for the 18,500 people who are losing their jobs.
Just I know. Isn't it horrible? If those Baker's Union folks would have just taken a pay cut, they all could have kept their jobs.
Yeah, well, they were standing up for their... Right, whatever, but I'll tell you who I see.
A lot of good that did, though. They're now out of a job.
Well, that's true.
I'm for standing up for your rights if you don't cut your own throat at the same time.
All right. Well, the ding-dongs in this situation, in my opinion, is the management, because the writing has been on the wall. People are more I don't know when the last time you had a Twinkie was, but I was about, like, 7 years old. Like, when people want healthy food, so they could have... Could have changed.
Hang on, Helen. We can bring you back here in a moment if you'd like. I think that the critiques of management are accurate. I mean, they ran the company into the ground for sure. It wasn't the factory workers that did that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want here. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find on the site. You actually get to control the website if you would like. If you have something that you found online that you think is useful, interesting, funny, you know, outrageous, whatever you think our listeners will find attractive, you post it. And then it appears on the upcoming stories queue, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the site. So head over and get interactive.
at freetalklive.com. We'll continue with your calls. Also want to invite you, if you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, to look no further than manventureoutpost.com. Actually, go ahead, look further, and you'll find that manventureoutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned, members in good standing at the Better Business Bureau, and the lowest prices. Go see for yourself. Get it quick, and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Helen is back with us, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Now, Helen, we've been talking about Hostess. They're shutting down. They're going to be liquidating their assets. And you're saying it's management's fault. Go ahead.
Yeah, the executives, management team are a team of idiots. There's like the writing's been on the wall for a long time. People want healthier food. They could have made the Twinkies like kind of like a carrot cake or something, and it would have been a total. No, I'm not joking. I used to be a pastry chef. You know, they could have made it like a sponge carrot cake.
Right, but then it wouldn't be a Twinkie. It would be a carrot cake.
No, but it just, no, the same form as the Twinkie and stuff, and as far as all the chocolate, and it would be healthy, and then... And
I don't know if carrot cake is really healthy. Just because you put carrots in a cake doesn't make it healthy.
Well, you don't like carrot cake? Man,
I love carrot cake. Don't get me wrong. My grandma used to make carrot cake for me on my birthdays as I was growing up, but I'm not under no illusion that carrot cake is healthy.
Well, they could still... It is.
That would be like telling Pizza Hut to...
A's and carrots, carrot cake is healthy. And then a light cream cheese kind of filling. It'll be just looking like the Twinkie, except it'll be orange. And
right,
kids would like that. The parents would like that. And as far as the chocolate stuff, chocolate is good for us, you know. Chocolate is a lot of beneficial...
Dark chocolate.
Nutritional value. Yeah, dark chocolate, yeah. So they could do a lot of stuff with their chocolate line. They could have done something like that, and they could have, like, made a killing on the market. Instead,
I don't know. That would be similar to telling Pizza Hut, you know what, this pizza that you're selling, it's unhealthy, so instead of dough, use, like, you know, a lettuce or a kelp. Or a kale, and, you know, form that to look like the crust. And then instead of tomato sauce, use this other thing. And then, you know, you can bake it and serve it to where it looks like pizza, and it's so much healthier, and you can still call it pizza.
Well, the thing is, generally, they're not going to do that to a classic brand. They're not going to destroy the brand, but they could have made an additional product. There's nothing...
Yeah, yeah.
And they probably had some healthier snacks.
Yeah. They had a bunch of brands, so who knows what they had.
I mean, I would actually eat a carrot Twinkie if they sold them. And they could have, they're all still, the factories are there, they could still do it, but now they're going under. But they could have done that.
Helen, I agree with your assessment that it probably was management's fault that Hostess failed and went into bankruptcy, not once, but twice, apparently. I mean,
right.
That's obviously the management's fault, not the floor workers.
How many people that were a part of the management, as of the time that they said, we are going out of business, were part of management at the time that they went into bankruptcy the first time about a dozen years ago?
Yeah, they probably are gone.
Right. So I mean, you can't. It's not fair to necessarily blame management today for what management in the past did. And did you hear, Helen, that the managers today were willing to take $1 per year salaries until they turn the company around?
No, I didn't. That's no. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
Right, so you've got a situation where management said, we'll take a dollar a year in salary until we turn this company around. The Teamsters Union, who are driving the trucks and, you know, packing boxes and things like that,
they said,
we'll take a pay cut so we can keep this company open and keep our jobs. It was the Bakers Union that refused to take a pay cut, and they killed everything.
Okay.
So in this case, it was the greed of the bakers, not the greed of the managers, that put this in the situation the way it is. And I thank you for the call, Helen. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got Jane, the accountant in New Hampshire, listening to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Jane.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Jane.
This is James.
The board operator spelled your name as J-A-N-E. Go ahead, James.
I did not take your stapler.
Yeah, I was calling just to clarify a few things. When you buy a corporation, you don't write a check to the corporation. You buy the shares from the stockholders. So like in your Ian Freeman Incorporated example, Daryl,
yes,
you would basically buy the shares from Ian. And bankruptcy,
this may not be a publicly owned company. This, in fact, is a privately owned company. So you would be would you not be buying it from the company that's holding it in liquidation?
Well, if it's incorporated, there are shares that belong to the company. And
it's a little different than going to Wall Street and saying, I want to buy as many shares of Coca-Cola as I can buy because Hostess isn't publicly traded.
Well, in that case, then you would write the check to the person that owned the company. You wouldn't write it to Hostess.
Well,
but anyway, moving on.
Well, the person who owns the company is probably not a person. Hostess, is a corporation, and so it would have been run by a board of directors. But it's in serious debt.
Right.
So because of bankruptcy, it's being held by another company, holdings company, that would kind of, hold a company in. I don't know what there's businessy terms for this. I don't know what it is, but basically,
Bain Capital. That's the business.
Bain's a good example of one of these companies that does this stuff. They come in, they buy failing companies, and they take care of liquidation and all
that. Well, in that case, if another company owns it, you would issue a payment to that company. In bankruptcy, if you were going to buy the brand like you guys were talking about, the whole brand, let's say you bought it for $10 billion. If it owes $15 billion in debt, basically the money goes to the debtors and then you own the brand.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's the people that are holding their debt that basically own the company at this point and will be conducting the auction.
I wonder if a German yogurt company might purchase Hostess and then make, Hostess-flavored yogurt.
Ugh. What else did you want to share tonight, James?
Last thing, I think the union, they need to realize let's take Walmart. If the labor cost rises, but the revenues stay the same as an accountant, as management, you're going to look for ways to save on labor. So you're going to invest in, property, plant, equipment, let's say self-checkout machines or a better way to unload trucks or whatever you can do to cut labor. The cost benefit of buying labor-saving technology is now there. So, your incentive is to fire people when they artificially try to raise their wages.
James, thanks for sharing the accountant's view. Appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to comment on the hostess bankruptcy, what it means, and or some sort of aspect to it, or talk about cop locking, the cannabis legalization. Those are all the places we've been tonight. Of course, we can go anywhere you want as well. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why the show is called Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, and... want to make sure you know about blockchain.info. It's a great Bitcoin website that is actually performs multiple functions for you. First of all, one of the things I love blockchain.info for is you can go there and punch in a Bitcoin key and or address, whatever you want to call it, and it'll show you the history of that address. It'll show you all the transactions that it's had in its entire existence. Really useful information tool. But in addition, you can also get your own online Bitcoin wallet, which allows you to hook up your Bitcoins to your Android or jailbroken iPhone, because they've got apps. And thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain.info never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. All those services are free. Blockchain.info. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today. We've been talking about Hostess, and I'm still getting over being sick, so I apologize. But they're shutting down as we speak. Hostess will continue to distribute the remaining inventory that they have via their various distribution channels, but once that's gone, it's over. And they're in the process of beginning to lay off their 18,500 workers. Some will remain on in order to close up shop, and then at some point, whoever it is that's holding their assets through bankruptcy will begin to liquidate. So all the brands of Hostess will be put up for auction. Hostess itself, all of the trucks, all of the the manufacturing equipment, everything is going to be up for sale.
I wonder if I could purchase the naming rights for just one of the more obscure Hostess products.
I have $1. A list of them. I have a list of them here. So
I will bid $1 for the naming rights for something. I wonder if that would get me anything.
Here is, let me give you the rundown here, because we had talked earlier about how you were saying that Hostess isn't that valuable, and I disagreed, because Hostess, the brand name itself,
the company name has more value than a lot of its brands. So
I agree with that, but I'm just saying, you know, as a company that is going bankrupt for the second time and is liquidating everything,
yeah,
the name now carries a lot of baggage.
I don't know. I mean, look at Atari, for instance, a company that has gone bankrupt in the past, if I'm recalling correctly. I don't know if it's more than once, but I do remember in the 1990s when the original Atari went out of business, and then it languished, the brand languished, until some other company bought it up, and Atari was back.
Right, but that's a lot different than a company that goes away because of bankruptcy.
No, so, they went away because of bankruptcy.
I thought they just sort of went away.
I'll have to pull up the information on that. But, you know, they failed. Atari's just later like game systems failed miserably.
If someone started a new airline and called it Pan American,
yeah,
not a lot of people would really have a lot of faith.
Okay,
in
you
Pan
make
American.
You make a good argument,
or
no doubt.
Or TWA.
You make a good argument. I agree. I don't know if Hostess has that same bad flavor with people. I guess it just depends. What
I'm
do you
thinking,
think?
Well, with the news media and the news attention yeah. now of Twinkie the Kid is dead,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of baggage with the name Hostess now.
Now, a lot of these brands sound like bread brands, but Baker's Inn, Beefsteak, Blue Ribbon. I mean, how many of these have you heard of? Bread du jour, Butternut Breads, Columbo, Cottons, DiCarlo. I think I've heard of Columbo. I think I've seen their, like, donuts or whatever. I'm not sure, though. DiCarlo, Dolly Madison.
I know Dolly Madison.
That's, you find those in, like, snack machines, right? Like,
yeah.
Muffins, things like that?
Yes.
Drake's, Dutch Hearth, Eddie's, Good Hearth, Wholesome, Home
Eddie's?
Price.
I know of Eddie's.
Hostess, apparently that's a brand. J.J. Nissen, Merita. That's a bread, I know that much. Millbrook, Miss Cubison's Foods.
Millbrook is a bread.
Nature's Pride, that's a bread. Parisian, Standish Farms, Sweetheart, that's also a bread. Twinkie, Toscana, and Wonder Bread.
Toscana, I believe, is a type of bread.
But most of those you've never heard of, right?
Yeah, a lot of those, it's I have yeah. no clue what that is.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Alex listening in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Alex. Alex in Baltimore. You're on the air.
Thank you. So I just wanted to get your take on the government's role in this whole process, which is, you know, I think the lack of right-to-work laws and the capability of a union to force a closed shop, essentially everybody in the facility having to work or having to be a member of the union. And just get your take on the idea of, you know, is that an acceptable thing? Should the government be involved in?
No, I mean obviously
protecting you know a workforce from forcing unionization.
The government shouldn't be involved at all between agreements between people. If anything, they could be a contract enforcer, but that's about it. And that's if you consented to them being a contract enforcer. You can also have the American Arbitration Association or other organization handle the contract you're mentioning. An individual, you could have a variety of different options to handle contract disputes. So I wouldn't say that the government should be involved in any of this because it always ends up tipping the scales in one side or the other's favor and that's not fair.
So in a situation where, assuming that one or more of these Hostess bakeries were sort of required to be unionized, so the big question I had, of course, listening to the discussion tonight is, you know, why wouldn't they simply look for non-union bakers to replace the ones that are...
Well, in a lot of places, once the workforce has unionized, there is then a contract between the union and the company that's doing the hiring to where if the workers go on strike, the company is prohibited from finding alternative workers. So, you know, unions like to say that, you know, they stand up to protect workers versus management. But in the end, a lot of times it becomes workers versus workers to where... It's almost the abusive spouse sort of thing of, I'm not working there and nobody else is either.
Mm.
Right. So I think that's an important point to review is that in this case, in many ways, management agreed to sort of unreasonable terms in accepting that only union workers will ever work for them.
Right, and a lot of that had to do with whatever the prevailing laws were in the locations of the bakeries.
Sure, and then, of course, then we're back to the concept of the government getting involved, having such laws in place.
Alex, I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, sir. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. Scott is on the line in Arizona. You can bring up anything. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
There's a post on Pixit, the photography site today, that has some quotes from Kurt Vonnegut that I think are just wonderful, so I wanted to share two of them with you.
Sure.
Every passing hour brings the solar system 43,000 miles closer to globular cluster M13 in Hercules. And still, there are some misfits who insist that there is no such thing as progress.
I don't get it.
Okay, well, I'll try the next one.
Well, you could try to explain it to me.
He's talking about something moving through the universe.
The Earth is moving some drastic amount of speed towards some part of the universe, and people say that there's no progress.
Uh-huh. Right. Gotcha. All right,
okay,
number two.
And then the next one is, if you want to really hurt your parents and you don't have the nerve to be gay, the least you can do is to go into the arts. I'm not kidding. The arts are not a way to make a living. They are a very human way of making life more bearable.
Scott, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. And generally, it's hard to make money at doing art, but it's possible. 1-855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a lot of competition out there, though. That's why it's hard.
Yeah.
You take control. Moments remain. The remaining moments are next. In fact, just enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 1-855-450-3733. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here, courtesy of his website, fpp.cc, Free Press Publications. You can go over there to get more of Daryl's writings. He's got a new novelette that he'll be releasing soon. And, of course, FPP also does a newspaper, which you can download in PDF form.
Yes.
And in addition
to that, download for free. You can subscribe. And if you do subscribe, you will get it in your mailbox every month.
Unlike The Onion, that is quitting their print. You talk about companies that are doing things differently and or changing formats completely. The Onion, which is my favorite newspaper out there, is stopping their print edition. Just to be clear, I mean they're stopping their print edition that they mail to people like me who are print subscribers, but they are not going to stop printing in big cities like New York, Austin, Washington, D.C.
I think I've seen it in the Twin Cities.
There are a number, maybe like a dozen or so franchisees out there that essentially are printing The Onion. So like in Chicago, the
Generally
Chicago Tribune.
Much larger cities.
You know, Austin's not a huge city, but they've got it down there. So some smaller, more collegey, lefty cities also have it. So you'll still be able to continue if you're in those big cities. You'll still be able to see The Onion on the streets and grab a paper copy there. But for the 1,500 subscribers they had like me, because the post office forces them to put a little slip in once a year revealing their subscriber numbers for some reason.
Yeah, that's because they get some special newspaper
bulk rate.
I do not do that.
I see.
I actually fold up the newspaper, stick it in an envelope.
Oh, okay.
That way I don't have to fill out all of the government paperwork, and I'm not sending out enough to where, you know, it's going to be worth my time to fill out all of this government paperwork to save, what, 15, 20 cents on mailing something?
So I went, by the way, to eBay, and I typed in Twinkies. And, of course, if you logged into eBay, you can use the completed listings search. You can see what people have paid for Twinkies.
Ooh.
But because this is so new, there really aren't too many auctions that have completed, at least that I could see right out of the gate. So I just did another search for Twinkies, except this time I sorted by highest price first. And this is pretty funny. There's a guy here
$100.
No. There's a guy here who's listed 4 boxes of Hostess Twinkies for $3 million. With a buy it now of $8 million.
Yeah, I have a better chance of becoming a male prostitute for $800.
Yeah, let's continue with your calls and talk to Zach listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Zach.
Hey, you know, this whole Twinkie thing, I think, is a perfect example of the pop news discussions that crop up for a couple days and consume, like, consume the airtime. I mean, there's, you know, the cliche, there's a war going on and stuff like that, but really, in the end, like, no, who cares? It's Twinkie. There's so many fat people in this country, we just gotta move on. And that's my two cents.
I heard you, man, and I appreciate the thought.
So you would not pay $5 for a Twinkie?
No, I wouldn't pay one. I go to McDonald's and I get me chicken or a buck.
Well, there's an issue here. I mean, it's not just, you know, mourning the loss of the Twinkie. I don't care. I think I've had a bite or two of a Twinkie and found it relatively revolting. So I'm certainly not a fan of their products. I've never purchased Wonder Bread before. Some of their regular bread brands I might have had.
What about
their
Hostess fruit pies?
Say again, Zach.
Yeah, well, I'm a taxi driver. Actually, just had some guy get in my cab, so I'll probably go.
All right, man. Well, you have a good night. Drive safe. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yep, 855-450-FREE. I never had that either, fruit pie.
Yeah, apparently that's the one where they actually put it out as Hostess.
Ah, okay. Got it. Because
fruit pie.
Right, because fruit pie, you probably can't brand name that. You probably can't trademark that.
Yeah, you can't brand name apple pie or cherry pie. So put it out as Hostess.
But there's an important issue here. I mean, it's not just we're not bemoaning the loss of the Twinkie so much as we're talking about the issue of, you know, what happens when a company goes out of business and liquidates inventory.
The economics of now Twinkies are basically, you know, they're becoming a collector's item.
Yeah. So there's that kind of aspect. We've covered a variety of different, you know, more intellectual aspects, I think, of this. And talking about, unions.
Nearly 19,000 people being out of work.
Right. And of course, how the unions have affected this and how government involvement makes everything worse. Let's continue with your thoughts, though, and go to Ben in Illinois, listening in Rockford. Hey, Ben.
Hi. I am calling about cars. We were talking about in chat that you drive a Crown Victoria.
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
an old police cruiser.
Right. Now, I was kind of wondering, like, what your motivation behind getting that car was, in terms of like gas mileage and the fact that, as far as I know, Ford didn't actually take a bailout in 2008. In terms of, like, is that going to scare people into obeying the speed limit?
Yeah, that is one of the downsides. One of the downsides of driving it is that people do tend to not speed when you're around, which in New Hampshire can be a real problem out where we live because there's these one-lane roads that make it very difficult.
20-mile-an-hour speed limit for absolutely no reason.
But on the other hand, it might get you the wave from the cops if they don't realize who you are. So it's kind of got its ups and its downs. But I didn't really consider those factors when I was buying it. When I was interested and getting it, it was me, Pete Eyre from copblock.org, and Kelly Voluntarist. We were all considering getting multiple police cruisers so we could have our own squad of police cruisers.
Squad.
Yeah, the cop block peace squad was the suggestion. And so it was more because of the fun factor of, you know, hey, it would be kind of cool to have activists having police cruisers as well. I think that was probably the major motivating factor because they certainly are no good on gas mileage either.
Right, yeah. That's what I was like saying. 20 miles a gallon.
That's about max. It's more like 15 if you gun it.
And the peace cruiser, as I like to call it, does have a very comfortable back seat.
Yep.
And it was the first time that I've been in the back seat of a police car.
And it's kind of fun to smoke pot in a police cruiser as well.
All right. Yeah. That's cool. I was kind of wondering.
And, you know, they're cheap. That was another factor. I paid $2,200 for it. Probably have sunk another $6,000 to $8,000 in repairs. So I'm probably up to about $3,000 for a 2005 cruiser that had about 100,000, just under 100, like 95,000 miles on it when I bought it. So, I mean, all things considered, $2,200.
You got a really good deal.
$3,000 for an operating, you know, well-operating vehicle is not too shabby. I hear they're expensive to repair, but that hasn't really generally been my impression with the repairs that I've had done on it thus far. So there's all that, and you know, maybe I'll regret it this winter if I crash in a fiery inferno because of the rear wheel drive in the snow. So I guess I'll have to be extra careful. Ben, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. David's in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, Viva Cannabis, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Wonder Bread, bologna, and cheese whiz is a great sandwich, man.
Oh, God.
With a Twinkie dessert.
Oh, no.
Dave, have you ever drank the cheese whiz directly from the can?
No, I lick it off the knife, man.
Oh, you're being serious about that, too.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I grew up on Wonder Bread, bologna, and cheese whiz, man.
When's the last time you had one?
Twice.
When's the last time you had one?
About 40 years.
Okay.
That's why I called. I've been in the fight with cannabis for 44 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a big, great shout-out to Washington and Colorado. And now that the chains are off, maybe the hemp could throw the gauntlet down now and show that it could feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you, make medicine. The industry could follow now. That it could show, these states could show the rest of the world that this plant could put hundreds of thousands, millions of people to work with good jobs that make good products that are healthy for you and good.
And well, unfortunately,
I'm just really glad that this is getting pushed, man, and it's getting exposed, the big lie that's been put on this plant that is wonderful plant. No other plant could do these things from one plant. And I'm just saying, being in this fight for 44 years, it finally, you know,
It's a big win, no doubt about it.
Unfortunately, Colorado and Washington, neither one legalized the production of industrial hemp.
Well, see, that's craziness, man.
It is crazy.
We got to call them on this, man.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you as always. By the way, I was scrolling down through the Twinkies on eBay, ordered by highest price, and there's a bunch of them that are ridiculous prices. But the first one with bids is 5 boxes of 10 for $202, and it's not over till tomorrow.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.